Hi, this is a dictation for Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T-R-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of service is 4/13/2023. Special visits, as for follow-up visit. Date of service once again is 4/13/2023. Date of birth 8/30/76. Date of accident is 11/29/2022. Ms. Carter was involved initially in an accident, which is automobile accident, in a frontal collision on the driver's side. She was traveling as a restaurant driver, which impact led to headache along with symptoms of TBI, including loss of consciousness, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of concentration, nightmares, seizures. But seizures are present from prior to the accident also, and she has been under care of a neurologist, which was neither the cause of this current accident nor result of this accident. Again, she is seeing Dr. Chandrakant, C-H-A-N-D-R-A-K-A-N-T, from her own previous to the motor vehicle accident, and currently also she's being seen, who's managing her auto accident related TBI related issues as well as investigations. At this moment, patient reports that her pain is focused in the neck area to the tune of 8, as well as to the left shoulder, lower back, and the left knee, which is also 8. She denies any radiation to the upper extremities or lower extremities at this moment, and pain in the right knee is minuscule. She is able to walk reasonably well, and she is utilizing her DMEs like traction device, back brace, neck brace. She's also seeing a social worker, counseling. She's also under case management with the accident case management team for helping her organize her issues and appointments. She failed to do a CT scan of her wrist that was ordered along with left elbow to rule out scaphoid fractures and involvement of epicondyle. She was provided a brace for the left and the right knee as well. And she is now stabilized as such. The MRIs were done, which showed a ligament of flavum thickening at L2 and 3, bulging disc of L4, L5, and L3 and L4, along with facet hypertrophy. In the cervical region, there was a presence of a herniated disc at left paracentral disc herniation, and C4-5, C5-6, contacting and remodeling the ventral cord. I do not have the MRI for the left shoulder that was ordered, but it seems like I have the MRI for the left knee, which was found to be completely normal. MRI for the thoracic spine also was completely normal. The patient does have a neuropsych report that was provided to us. It was done on 1/5/2023. Found to have been suffering from TBI and was recommended to continue psychotherapy as well as physical therapy, neurology, consultation, case management, pain management, which are being continued as of now. The patient is on medications. She do not want any injection treatment or any surgical consultation at this moment for her spine-related issues. She is able to lift her shoulders in active movements all the way to 130 degrees and is able to carry out her ADS up to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are affected, especially in the area of, the ADL is affected in the area of mood, walking ability, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life to the tune of 9. The general activity is affected 8. Please review the chart for the system review for additional history for current pain medications, substance abuse, and for compliance history. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 75 over 47, pulse is 66, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous year's exam. 3/15/2023, dictation number 0316-068. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue all the medications, which include Celebrex at 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix for stomach protection, 20 milligram twice a day. Zoloft is being provided 50 milligram at night for help with the anxiety, for relief from GAD disorders and depression and panic. Neurontin is provided for headaches related and TBI related issues, 600 milligram twice a day. Fury sets are provided for headaches, 50 of them, and lidoprim is for the topical pain relief. Physical therapy has been continuing since 12/7/2022, although there were periods of month or 2 months where physical therapy was not done. And she's ordered to have a physical therapy for neck and the lower back and the left shoulder or any other area of pain. Two times a week with traction and massage and other therapies, laser treatment even, while she's off work and she's housework replacement has been ordered, transportation and case management. Her meds and the labs have been reviewed at length. The patient was requesting an injection to the left knee, where she points at the suprapatellar and infrapatellar tendon. Infrapatellar tendon at the attachment being the most tender point. And although she can walk, but these two areas have remained painful. The MRI also did not detect any inflammation in these two areas. There is no mention. In addition, patients do have a pain in the supraspinatus tendon, and she seeks some help there as well. Consent has been signed. The procedure is intra-articular injection of the left knee with steroid and tendon injection of the left supraspinatus tendon of the left shoulder. The medical indications are tenderness of the suprapatellar tendon pointed by the patient, as well as ongoing tenderness of the infrapatellar tendon at the attachment to the tibial tubercle. And they were confirmed by examination. So far, the patient has not got any relief since the time of accident. The patient was not wearing any knee brace or ACE bandage, and she was advised to wear that. The injection to this place will bring additional relief and healing. Regarding injection of the left supraspinatus tendon, on examination, it was detected that there is some pain in the left supraspinatus tendons along with positive Hawking candidate test, speed test, near test. An injection to the left supraspinatus tendon will bring early relief for the patient and is being provided because the patient has consented and wanted this injection. After the injection, the patient was relieved of significant amount of pain. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.